Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as demand grows for bison meat, more and more people are getting involved with raising bison. Some raise just bison, while others raise a combination of bison with other livestock, like cattle. As a result, organizations like the Western Bison Association are seeing their membership increase, and so are other state and regional associations. During the recent Montana Bison Association summer meeting, I had the opportunity to speak to the group, which included attendees out of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, North and South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming. And one of those I met was Van Cini, a rancher from Dayton, Washington.
The people are fantastic to work with. Being a up-and-running bison grower, I guess you would call it, and there's profit in it right now, and I like profit. So, you know, it's a learning curve, but I'm looking real forward into getting a larger herd and build with it and grow with it. And as I age a little bit, health is more important to me. And so that has had an impact on why I would like to grow more bison.
And according to the National Bison Association, today there's an estimated 385,000 bison in North American private, public, and tribal herds. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.